finding the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Okay, we're back for the final hour of the National Intel Report, and I promise to get right to the callers, so we'll go to the phones, all the way to Alaska. Bill, you're on the National Intel Report. Bill, are you there?
I am here. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. What's on your mind today?
How are you today? Welcome back to RBN. I'm glad to hear you on there.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Two quick points, Greg. The first one is I owe you an apology. And the reason that I owe you an apology is because I sandbagged you. This is Average American Bill.
Okay.
And the reason I'm doing it is because I did it to embarrass you, and I did it publicly on the radio, and so I figure I owe you an apology publicly on the radio.
Ah, thank you. What was it all about?
It was about...
You've got to take the criticism, you know. Go ahead.
I know it. Actually, the Bobbsey twins at Penn State put me up to it.
Huh.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize. They played me, man. They played me like a drum. It was about the Fetzer interview thing. Anyway, I felt bad about it, and I felt like I needed to apologize and to welcome you back. And also, I wanted to know what the heck is going on. Now, I was a little younger in this movement back then. And, it's not the first time I've ever been played, but I've looked around and I've watched other people out there self-destructing, including the Bobbsey twins. I mean, I've watched, the scholars having problems with their organization. I've watched the border people having problems with theirs. I watched Boleyn self-destruct and Huff Schmidt and all the rest. You know, all within 30 days either way of the election. What's going on?
Well... You know, you got to understand that every movement, such as 9/11 Truth, you can name any kind of the Gift of the Truth of John F. Kennedy. All these movements, including, let's go way back to, the militia groups. All of them get infiltrated some way, somehow, because
right.
The real key is to understand that for the government and those behind the government, they want to control these movements. So it's very difficult to figure out who's who and who's right and who's wrong and who's on the up and up. And I think what you have to do is you have to look at basically the fruits of the people's work, what they've done, how they've ended up, and you just make up your own mind. Because I think the one thing to keep any kind of movement rolling in the direction they want it, they have to control it. And that's you can take that all the way back to Solidarity when the Polish movement for supposed freedom was
right.
infiltrated the same way. 9/11 is infiltrated. It's a key issue. They know that if, right now, more than 50% of people in this country know that it didn't happen the way the government said, but
right.
they still can control where it goes. And that's what they do. So I think you got to understand, they try to confuse people so bad.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I listened to...
figure out who's who. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, there's a little delay because of the distance. I just was curious because it all seemed like it happened in a real close proximity within like 60 days. And I thought, well, geez, this is kind of weird. I've been listening to these folks out here for a year or two. And then all of a sudden they all just started going off and self-destructing. And I thought maybe it was something in the air. I don't know. Anyway...
Yeah.
Even when I thought you were one of the bad guys, I always listened to your show because I always enjoyed it. Greg, it's really good to hear you back on here again.
Okay, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Take care, brother.
Wow. There we go. I go from a bad guy to a good guy in 3 minutes. Anyway, we're going to be back in about 3 minutes with more callers. Dee, you stay there. Dennis will be back on the National Intel Report.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yes, you are listening to the National Intel Report. When I'm sitting in for John today, I'm Greg Szymanski of the Investigative Journal back on RBN. I've been trying to mention that so everybody knows to come to my show 11 to 1 every day on RBN, the Investigative Journal, back on the Republic Broadcasting Network with the same good guests. And much, much more. Boy, I want to get into some new things. I'm not going to talk about all the new things I want to do because I promised myself, and I'm going to get to my callers in a minute, but I was not going to do this again if my heart wasn't into it totally. And that is into, listening to the stories that America has to offer that are being suppressed and also trying my very best to get at the truth behind what's happening now. That is a tough, tough job, but you know what? What else do we have to do? I mean, especially when you got 7 feet of snow sitting out your door and you can't even go to the store because you can't get out of your driveway and you can't walk because you get blown away. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But for those of you, Denver's in for another storm on Thursday, big one. So those of you traveling, beware of that. Let's go to the phones. Texas again. Dee, how are you? You're on the National Intel Report.
Doing great, Greg. Glad to hear you back. And I'd followed you over to listen to you at Genesis Network, too. But I've got
hey, will you do me a favor?
Will
you tell them that I've left them messages and messages, and they still, are running my replay today. And I'm just tell them I'm not on their station anymore.
Will do. Okay?
I can't get a hold of anybody there.
I'll try that.
All right.
Okay.
Told them, so I want to be officially on the record. I'm not on there any longer. I'm switching over here because I could not do 4 hours. And wanted to come back to RBN anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah, great. Well, I've ordered that CD of Eric John Phelps, and, of course, I've been following all your news stories for over a year now. But anyway, he was talking this morning to Bill Deagle, Dr. Bill Deagle, about that people needed to unite and call for an ordinance of secession in their states, have the state houses pass them within a month, then set boundaries, like build a, and then build a concrete wall about 50 feet high. He referred to Genesis 9:6 about needing to go through the states and through constitutional laws and return to the biblically based Calvinistic Christian principles on which the nation was based. But anyway, I hadn't heard you speak on that subject, so I thought I'd ask you.
Okay, well, you stay right there. Don't go. I want to ask you a couple questions,
sure.
too. But, yes, I've had Eric John Phelps on my show many, many times.
Yeah.
And I remember he came on RBN a long time ago, and I've had him on many times since. And I will have him on again, in fact, probably in a few couple weeks, talking about a couple very important issues. I'll get into that later. But as far as the secession movement, now, Eric's mentioned that on my show. I think it's a great idea. But in practice, I've seen how difficult even the state of Vermont, who's been preaching secession for years, has had the problem of getting, you know, if we can't even convince people that 9/11 is an inside job and get them to move, how are we going to make a move into being, you know, a sovereign citizen? Now, I think that is an end goal that we could reach. But I think we need to do things, and I don't disagree with Eric, but I don't think that it would ever, I don't think first we have the time to do that. And I don't think we would have the support in, Vermont can't even get it done. They've been trying for years. And I follow that secession movement a long time. But, Jim, you know, funny you should say this, but tomorrow, let's see, what's tomorrow? Tuesday? Wednesday. I have on my show a gentleman, you've got to listen. His name's John Buchanan. Now, John is an investigative journalist who broke the story about the Bush-Nazi connection and had all the documents from the National Archives, etc. He was persecuted by the Bush administration for that, and I'll get into that story on Wednesday with him. Then after that, what happens, he decides to run for president in 2004 in New Hampshire and does quite well. Well, they tried to jail him after that, saying that he had a plot to kill Bush, which was, quote, totally false. And he's going to run for president again. Now, he's going to do it in 2008 under a party called the, oh boy, what is it called now? It's the Citizens Party for whatever. I can't remember right now. Excuse me. But anyway, I thought it was a great idea because what he wants to do and what I talked to him about was to get people, the Citizens Candidate Party, that's it, to get people from all over the country to run under this loose-knit organization to get out there and run for Congress. Take back the House of Representatives. Take back the Sheriff's Department. Now, that's the key. You got to take back your sheriffs. That's the most important person in the county with the most strength. So we concentrate on the House. We concentrate on sheriffs. And we get John running for president again. And anybody else who wants to run for president, it's easy, $1,000. You go to New Hampshire and you speak your piece. Well, what if we got people from all over the country that got the chance to speak their piece, and we did get some people in the House, and I think we could. I think that has a louder effect, more of a public relations effect, and in a sense, a way to get to that goal of secession. Because everybody, I think, would agree with me that we want to, oh, so would my dogs, who I can't let out because it's so cold out. What I'm getting at is people running in this party would be running on that same idea of sovereign citizenry, of that type of thing. And I think maybe by taking back the House of Representatives, getting some honest people in there, we might have an effect with the Citizens Candidate Party. And I've even been thinking about running for Congress here in Colorado. I mean, I've shoveled enough of their snow. You know what I'm getting at, Dee? What do you think of that?
I think it's terrific. It sounds like it'd be a quicker way, and I know with time is of the essence, and we may not have but perhaps a year. You know, we got to get busy at something, the way I look at it, because we've been talking for a long time and learning, and that's great. But we
right.
all realize
John,
it's time to do something.
Right, and John will be on Wednesday to tell you how to get involved with the Citizens Candidate Party. And what we need are just normal people, average people running for the House in all different areas, speaking the message of truth and talking about the things we talk about in RBN. And I think if we did that, we may have some effect. Now, as far as sovereignty, I think it's the greatest idea in the world if we could all go back to be a sovereign citizen. Now, on my website at www.arcticbeacon.com, and I do want to say this, it's spelled A-R-C-T-I-C. So all of you who spell it A-R-T-I-C, go to A-R-C-T-I-C. And I guess I need to buy, somebody said I needed to buy that other misspelling of Arctic because a lot of people spell it A-R-T and say it Arctic.
Yeah, I tried Arctic. That too.
Yeah, yeah. And so I probably should buy that Arctic name so that people don't get confused. But what I'm getting at is on my website, there's a CD by Terry Lee, who will be on my show again. I've had him on many times. And he has a perfect plan of how to become a sovereign citizen. Now, I've stated you can buy that on my website. So go there and you'll see a little banner. And that's a great way to begin individually. See, you don't have to have a big, huge movement. You can do this individually and become a sovereign citizen while the rest of Americans remain corporate slaves. And there's a systematic way, a legal way of doing this, and I think Terry's method is the best that I've found out, and many patriot movements have talked about this, but Terry goes through a systematic way of doing it. You start out by getting back your Christian name. You go into the court, your county courthouse. You don't file an adversarial case, but you file a case to have your rights recognized, which is non-adversarial. And there's a brief on this CD which you take in there, and the judge will give you back your Christian name. And because right now your name's in full caps, and it's a corporate name. It's a corporate fiction. And that's how they got everybody wrapped up into, the corporate slave mentality. So you can do this on your own. That's another method, Dee, which you might want to experiment with.
Sounds great. It's all just been one big lie.
Yeah. And anything else
on
your mind?
That's it. Thanks a bunch.
Okay, Dee. That was Dee in Texas. Okay, Dennis, are you still there in Maryland? You're on the National Intel Report.
Yeah, earlier I heard you talking about smoking guns and whatnot. I was wondering if you had seen the DVD by, I believe it's Rick Siegel, called 9/11 Eyewitness.
No. Tell me about it.
Oh, that is the smoking gun. If you want to see a smoking gun, this man videoed from Hoboken, New Jersey, straight across.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Yeah. Now, there's so many of them. Yeah, I remember this now. But go ahead, tell us again.
Oh, that's the smoking gun, because you can see the explosions going off on the bottom of the towers before they collapse. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing.
Now, then we're going to have to get into the discussion of, can we prove this video was not tampered with? Was it real?
I believe if you at the very end of his DVD, they make the statement that they have done the most that they can possibly do to preserve his film to the best that they can for evidentiary evidence in the trial later.
Because that's the real key there. You know, well, you know what the prosecution would say if he brought in a DVD, use it as evidence. You got to verify that as tampered with.
But if you've watched it, to me, that is the smoking gun. Because that you can see the puffs coming up from the ground, and you can hear the explosions going off. And then you can see helicopters circling the towers.
Yeah, you know, and I think even John Stepmiller had him on his show, if I remember, a while back. The host of this show.
I heard something about the gentleman had taken off and went to Spain to live or something, because everywhere he went, he got harassed.
Interesting.
And I don't know.
And again, just to repeat, what do you think was the real key to that video?
The key to the video itself was seeing the explosions going off on the bottom of the of the towers before they even collapse. And then when the collapse begins, you can see across each floor solid flashes simultaneous that were detonations, and there's no doubt in anybody's mind who watched.
Hey, Tom, I got to take a break. Thanks for calling. Listen to my show. It's on every day now, 11 to 1 on RBN, the Investigative Journal. We'll be back. I'll take some more calls. Tom in Arkansas, David in Arizona. Hold on. Back on the National Intel Report.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You're listening to the National Intel Report. I like this music, too. I like some of this music. I'm so used to listening to the music. I've got to change some of my bumper music. Remind me to do that, Danny. He's the producer in the back. I've got to make a little bit of a change. I've had that for a while, but I like some of this bumper music that John plays. And come back to the National Intel Report tomorrow, 4 to 6. John will be back. And go to my show, 11 to 1. And you can listen to the Investigative Journal. Bring back some of the old things I used to do, Voices of Freedom, and bring some new things on. So come back to the show. Going to Arkansas, Tom, you're on the National Intel Report.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Tom Gordon here. We spoke at length about the story about the World Trade Center takeover. You'll remember last year. And I heard from Visigoth the other night. I was on for an hour on an interview with him. So I'll plug that little interview if people want to go to Visigoth's archive. He was excited to hear you're back at RBN.
Oh, great. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But go ahead. What's on your mind today?
Well,
I know you've got a lot to talk about.
Just one other thing. I heard a rumor that you were in touch with Sabrina.
Huh? Sabrina.
Sabrina.
Sabrina. Who's Sabrina now?
She's an amazing person. I hope you can get her on your show.
Have I been in touch with her?
That was the word that I'd heard.
Huh. Well, you know what? Maybe I did, and I forgot. I don't know. I take so many phone calls. And Sabrina, you know, you drop me an email if you have any contact with her.
We'll do that.
And you know my email?
Yeah, I'll get it off your site.
Okay, bye. Tom, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
David in Arizona. You're on the Investigative Journal. This is the National Intel Report. Go ahead. David, are you there?
Hey.
David, speak up a little.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, David. You're on the National Intel Report.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. If you're going to be on from 11 to 1, when's Dr. Deagle going to be on?
Well, I get the schedule right in front of you, so let me straighten it out for you, for your listeners. Here's how it's going to go. 6 o'clock, John has a rebroadcast. At 7, from 7 to 10, Mark Dankoff is being moved. He used to be in this time slot, the 11 o'clock time slot, so he's going to be doing the morning drive time show. And Derry Bromfield then comes on at 10. I come on at 11 to 1. Outside the Box with Alex Ensery, I believe that's how you pronounce it, he's on at 1 to 2. Then you got Dr. Deagle, who's always on from 2 to 4. Then John from 4 to 6. And then you get into the nighttime schedule, which hasn't changed until you get to 11 p.m. And that's where you'll find Frankly Speaking Radio with Frank Whalen for 4 hours, nighttime radio. And that I recommend you go listen to. A lot better than George Norrie and that garbage he has on. Go to listen to Frank from 11 to 3 o'clock if you're up late. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Now,
okay, anything else on your mind?
Yes. How long have you been in Nederland?
Oh, God. You know what? It seems like a lifetime with this snow, but I've been here now happily, and I'll tell you, it's about 7 months now, I believe.
You know? Oh, you're a new guy then.
I'm sort of new. You got to say I'm sort of new. But I used to come out here a lot. I had a friend, a very good close friend from grade school, high school, named Bob Dorsch. And we went to school together at Notre Dame High School. And Bob went to the University of Colorado. And I used to come and visit him all the time. And Bob passed away from a skiing accident here when he was only in his 30s. And he lived in a place called Gold Hill. You sound like you're familiar with this area, right?
Oh, I know Gold Hill. They elected a mayor that was a dead guy one time to get some federal funds to fix their sewers years ago.
Yeah. I don't think it was my friend, but Bob lived in Gold Hill and ended up, he had a very traumatic accident in college, and he had a kidney transplant, and the transplant lasted until he was in his early 30s. So I used to come out here, and I felt very close to him in this area, so... kind of new, but been here before. So it's a beautiful, beautiful place to live. But I'm never... what's your experiences here, by the way?
Oh, I want to tell you, it's the most interesting story. Let's see now. The webmaster for Rainbow Family, Rob, he lives in Netherlands. You'll probably run into him sooner or later because it's so small up there. Everybody knows everybody once you've been there about a year. But now, you know where Peak to Peak Highway is? You've seen that already?
Yeah, I live on it.
Okay, now you go just beyond Peak to Peak Highway, and there's a national wilderness there, and it's the most amazing thing. I was camping there maybe, 20 years ago, and I was all by myself, and it was winter time, and I had one of these four-season tents, and I'm 2 days hiking, 2 days, and there's no roads, no motorized vehicles allowed. It's called the National Wilderness Area, and in the middle of nowhere, there's an obelisk about maybe 10 feet high out of some kind of stone, you know, whatever. And on the bottom of the obelisk is written the Masonic stuff, you know, the Masonic gobbledygook, and it says, "We hereby claim the state of Colorado for the Masons on such and such a day," and, it was like 5 or 6 years before it became a state. And it's in the middle of nowhere. There can't be 5 people that see this thing in a year. And it's right out there in the national wilderness. It's the most amazing thing, and I thought, why in the heck would they put this here?
Interesting. So, is that on the way to Rollinsville?
It's where the National Wilderness is. I can't remember where. You know, you got to walk in there. It's 2 days of hike to walk in. Now, let me tell you, this happened to me personally. While I was out there, I ran into this girl, and I started
laughing. Say, David, could you hold that? I want to take a break, and then we'll come right back.
Sure, take a break.
All right, we're going to be back. We'll take our other callers back on the National Intel Report after this brief pause.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're rolling on.
You're tuned into the National Enzel Report, the real talk radio show.
Oh, boy. I didn't know John had a talk over on that. Boy, I'll tell you what. But anyway, let me just do that anyway. We're rolling on the National Intel Report in the last half hour here. And talking to David in Arizona. David, let me just give out this number in case you want to squeeze in a few more calls. Call me at 800-313-9443. This is Greg Szymanski, the host of the Investigative Journal. Now, back on the RBN Radio Network, 11 to 1 o'clock. The Investigative Journal is back, so listen to me. I'm on 12.180 shortwave. And, of course, on the web, on the RBN Radio Network. So go ahead, David. You're telling me about the Masons are taking over. They're right in my backyard here. They got this. You got to tell me exactly where it's at. They got this monument stating they own the state of Colorado. I'm going to go spray paint it.
I wish I knew exactly where it was, but you have to work at it to find it. It's in the National Wilderness. But now let me tell you the rest of the story. So I get hooked up with this girl there, right? And it turns out her father was a 33rd degree Mason, and she takes me down to see his tomb down in Denver, right? Big, fancy thing, right?
Right.
And I said, well, how did he die? Well, he blew his head off with a shotgun. I said, oh, my goodness, this is just some terrible stuff, right? And she said, well, it was kind of questionable. I just can't see my dad committing suicide. Mm-hmm. Well, a few years go by. About six years. I end up in South Carolina. Now, you've heard the name Cleveland before, I'm sure. Grover Cleveland was the president. Cleveland, Ohio, is named after this family. And if you look in Spartanburg, South Carolina, the entire county, the Civil War decimated the whole South. Sherman made a march and burned down everything, but he didn't touch Spartanburg County because that was the seat of the Clevelands, which go back, they signed the Magna Carta in the 1100s. or 1050, whatever the heck it was, you know, 1,000 years ago. And they didn't touch their county because they were betting on hedging their money, putting it on both sides. They were supporting the North and the South. Well, then I make friends with this Cleveland family and this Cleveland kid, same age as me, and I said, now, how did your daddy die? Well, he was a 33rd degree Mason, and he blew his head off with a shotgun, but it was kind of questionable. And so I'm starting to think, you know, I think they just do these guys in and make it look that way, you know, because they got all these ceremonies. If you're going to snitch or tell your little secret Mason stories, they're going to cut your head off or cut your guts out,
David,
or all that
crap.
Tune
into my show tomorrow or go to the archives. I did want to mention this. You know, the RBN archives are free 24/7. You can go to all the archives and get them free. But if you can't listen live, tomorrow I'm going to have a guy on named Leo Zagami, and he's going to tell you really how Freemasonry really works, how they're entangled with all the powers that be, how they're used. And it gives you some really great insights. He was a high-level member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, one of the most prestigious in the world. And he's nailed a number of people in this country and other places who he's had personal experiences with. And their goal is to take this country over. And listen to that show. You'll learn a lot about Freemasonry. I sure have, by talking to Leo, and exactly how they use it, how the powers that be use this organization at the higher levels. Now, there are many, many lower-level Masons that may not understand the evil that goes on at the top, but that doesn't excuse them. I think, you know, if you belong to an organization, you ought to know or try to find out what the heck, or at least listen to people that have been at the top levels, and then, you know, not backing these kind of people. Don't you agree?
Yes. No, I wanted to mention one more thing. You've only been there 7 months. Don't drink the water, whatever you do. Get the most purified water you can get. In the 1840s and 50s, they used Chinese laborers, and they took that stream there that comes from Netherland all the way to Boulder, and they were
beautiful.
Yeah, they were getting the gold flakes out, so what they did was they poured in barrels of mercury on the top, and they caught the mercury, which bonds with the gold on the bottom. Well, a lot of the mercury stayed in the stream. Jefferson County and Boulder County, they have the number two incidence for cancer in the entire United States. There's more cancer there than anywhere.
You come to a place so beautiful like this, and there's always something. No, I don't drink the tap water. I got used to that when I lived in California. anything else, David?
No, that's all. Take care.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot. Call anytime. That was David in Arizona. You know what? Let's get to it. We're going full circle here. Roger in Pennsylvania is back on the line. I imagine you have that information. You didn't know earlier, Roger.
Yeah, and Gerald Ford. And I think for Whelan's show, tonight should be the first night on 3.215. And for those who have other stuff to do like sleeping, I find it very easy to just shove the radio into the sound card. In fact, you can record two different shows, left and right channel, and away you go.
Oh, Frank's, is his first night tonight?
I believe so, 3.215.
Yeah, that should be a good show, don't you think?
Yep, 3.215, and just make a low 8 kilohertz, make an excellent, very low-rate recording. Okay, and Gerald Ford, I just hope that we're not merely conscious of this, but also propagating it in contrast to the last couple weeks, hyperinflated hagiographies of Gerald Ford. You know, it seems like they're all universally casting him in this syrupy dribble about his heroic role at personal political sacrifice to apply the needed healing balm in pardoning of Richard Nixon. This is all just such crap. And
he was one of the boys.
I don't recall the body politic being wounded during any part of that era or since. Why didn't they discover any of this hagiography 10 years ago even? I mean, what is it that death elevates to heretofore undiscovered virtues? Now,
why do all these New World Order presidents live to be in their 90s? I mean,
well, there's a very good reason for that. If they can stay out of hell just another 5 minutes, it's worth whatever expense and effort is expended.
And did you hear what George H. Bush said at his funeral? He used it as a bully pulpit to tell people that the conspiracy theorists, wackos, who think that there was more than one lone gunman in the Kennedy assassination are full of you-know-what. And the reason he stated was because you have honorable men like Gerald Ford on the Warren Commission, who are truthful and honest and told the truth. Can you believe Bush said, you know?
It's black, it's white.
You know, it's always different.
I want to try to get this all out and rather quickly. But in pardoning Richard Nixon, just as was his role in the Warren Commission on the Kennedy assassination, was Ford's vital, inexcusable, or forgivable, perhaps, and not only in the eyes of God. We have no reason to believe that that happened, though. And that is, he was favored for his vital, inexcusable role in preventing discovery by the American people of what could have been many, many things along the way, not necessarily have anything to do with Watergate, which was, after all, by itself a little worse than some political hijinks, and not at all this grand conspiracy of the millennia that the media's conflated it out to be. So the Nixon pardon was vital in preventing the possibility of needfully nasty can of worms being opened up, which could have led to who knows where. And more importantly, I think, maybe if one could take an over-charitable tack, grossly over-charitable, that this removed the possibility for Nixon to have cleared his name by assuming Nixon's guilt without a benefit of the trial. But more to the point, I don't know if Ford quite invented the genre, but he certainly cemented it in stone. This is unforgivable. And that is the maybe then unconstitutional precedent of presuming to issue a pardon prior to conviction for a crime. And so should we not have, and I want to defer perhaps to Dr. John Isomo. He was on with Dankoff a few weeks back. Hopefully you might get him on your show in that slot. And that is, should we not demand with Nixon, just as we should demand with Clinton, et cetera, that trials proceed apace, ignoring any presidential pardons unless and until verdicts are first rendered by juries? Now, again, I don't know if he invented it. Now, it happened in Agnew, at least if he wasn't quite convicted, Spiro Agnew, his charges, they were not so grievous by themselves, some tax evasion stuff. But at least there was not a contestable matter there like there was in the even more unforgivable Nixon pardon. But that might have been invented for the first time maybe by Nixon himself and then only later cemented in stone by Ford and elevated to a really bad, nasty precedent. Yes?
Yeah, and he has a very, if you look at his background, he has he's a 33-degree Mason and has been in the Masonic lodges for a long, long time. He's one of the boys. He was put there. He appointed George Bush as director of the CIA and covered up the Kennedy assassination, and for that he has been rewarded. That's how they work.
We just cannot let this mode of pardoning be validated by any means. That's worse than the pardons themselves, singly, let's say.
Exactly.
Larry Klayman was, the website was savingjudicialwatch.com, where he's trying to get back Judicial Watch out of the hands of Tom Fitton. And Klayman has been rhetorically superb at times, preceding and during his run down in Florida there for Senate, and not at all totally inside the box. A lot of folks here might be surprised at the very high quality of Larry Klayman. God bless.
Okay, thanks a lot, Roger. We'll go to Michael in Arizona. You're on the National Intel Report.
Doing
good, Mike. How you doing? What's up?
Good. Glad to have you back. Hey, listen, I'm taking a poll for educated talk show host. Greg, are you one of those?
Am I an educated talk show host?
Yes.
I guess that's debatable, depending on who you talk to.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
If you had the opportunity to debate Bill O'Reilly on mainstream TV, would you take it?
If I had the opportunity to debate Bill O'Reilly on mainstream TV, would I take it?
Yes,
under certain ground rules, I would make sure that...
The ground rules would be live and unedited.
Oh, of course I would.
Okay.
I would love to do it.
The reason I ask you is because I just finished composing a song that I'm about to record and put on YouTube. As a matter of fact, I fired off a copy of it to Sandra at RBN, and I just got the approval back from John to use his name in the song. Because basically it's a challenge to O'Reilly okay, to put the, you know, educated people, people who are aware of the issues that can debate this fool and get it on mainstream. Because I, you know, there's certain issues that we need to bring mainstream this year. And basically, I'm gonna record it, I'm gonna post it on YouTube, and I'm gonna fire off a copy to O'Reilly. And there's certain talk show host names I'm gonna put in there. I want to get the approval of their name before I use it.
Do me a favor. You know what? CC a copy to a woman by the name of Carol Stevens.
Carol Stevens.
And she is the editor, managing editor of USA Today, and she's an old friend of mine when we used to work together in newspapers in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And tell her that I'd like to debate O'Reilly, and we'd like a story.
Well, okay, so you want me to fire off a copy of the song to her, or?
Write her anything. Yeah, send her anything. I always try to bug her to get her to do stuff to see where her allegiance is. I think I know where it's at, and she's an old friend, and I always give out that name, Carol Stevens, managing editor, USA Today. We worked as young reporters together.
Okay.
And send her a copy. Say you know me, and can you publish a story? I want to have these people, O'Reilly, be interviewed or to debate these truth seekers, and
right.
We can run a story about it.
Yeah, what I want to do is I want to put enough pressure on that clown to get one of us on there, okay, somebody that is able to eat him for lunch. And, I value that you could, I could, John Stadtmiller could. I've got the approval to use John's name.
You can use my name.
What's that?
You can email it at Arctic, it's A-R-C-T-I-C. B-E-A-C-O-N.
Oh, yeah, I've got your email address. I'm talking about Carol Stevens.
Oh, you know what? You're going to have to find that. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
She's the head honcho over there in New York, so.
Okay. You want? I have permission to use your name in the song.
Yes. I'd love to get USA Today to at least start covering some of these stories, and figured I'd use an old friend as a way to try, but it doesn't seem to work. I wonder why.
That's a great idea. I'll fire a copy off to you, and I'll do some digging and see if I can get a hold of her, okay?
That'd be great, and that's a good idea. And you know what? What do you think they'll... you know, it's interesting because they are such propagandists, and, you know, most Americans know that, that listen to these shows. But I think it would be great if it would be done in a manner that was fair, so that usually what they do is they set you up and they bring people on to discredit in some way or another.
Right.
So, yeah,
I put this together, Greg, very tactfully in this song to make it very clear, okay? And once you read it, it's sung to the tune of Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. So once you get it, you'll get a kick out of it.
Send me a copy.
Okay, we'll do. All right. Hey, have a good day. Glad to have you back, man.
Okay, that's Mike in Arizona. And I'll tell you, what a great idea. Yeah, I'd love to debate Bill O'Reilly. I don't know, though. You know, I mean, I feel sorry for him in a way. I mean, the poor guy has to toe the line. He's probably making millions of dollars, and he's probably not a happy man. I mean, knowing what he knows and what he's doing to innocent people through propaganda, I don't know how these people live with themselves, to be honest with you, because once you, for example... You can look at the conspiracies or you can look at all the things that the New World Order has done over hundreds of years, going all the way back to the murder of Abraham Lincoln and even farther than that. And you start working your way up and putting the pieces together, and there is no coming back. I mean, you must tell people to at least read, to look at this, look at the history that's been stolen from you, look at all the things that have happened in your country that you're being lied to about, and now it's coming to the end. Basically, they've decided it's time to change America, turn it into a globalist country, and we are just to them just cannon fodder, nothing more, nothing less. They don't view us as individuals; they view us as basically people that either can help them, or we might as well just kill you. And that's why they want to reduce the population in the world by, 50 to 80%. Kerry in Louisiana. How's it in Louisiana, Kerry? You're on the National Intel Report.
Yeah, good evening, Greg. How you doing?
Good.
Fantastic to hear you back on RBN, man.
Oh, great, great.
Killer.
What's on your mind?
I hope you're going to still continue to cover the Leo Wanta story.
Yeah, I was going to get into that today, and we got carried away with all these calls, and I never did. Yeah, I'm going to cover that in depth. I will not stop doing that.
Okay, good.
And, go ahead.
Did you see the story where supposedly Hank Paulson was arrested in Germany? Was
yeah.
That's total BS, I'm guessing.
Well, you know what? I kind of question. I don't know if it's true or not, but you know what? When you start getting these crazy, why didn't he get arrested here? I mean, that's one thing about this story that's always upset me is that it's, you know, 6 months have passed. We got this money out there. But really, what's happened to it? Listen, can you hold the line? We're
sure.
going to take a break, and then we'll
sure.
finish up talking
here.
About this.
Right.
Back in about 3 minutes on the National Intel Report.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief.
Now there, I like that song. Boy, that gets me in the mood to finish up the show on a positive and really good note. But anyway, Carrie, let me mention this. Let me just try to answer your question. And let me preface it. I'm going to talk more about Leo Wanta in depth. I don't have much time now.
Okay.
My show is coming up between 11 and 1 during the week. So you can listen to there to get the real inside story. But I don't think there's anybody in this country who has covered this story more than I have. That I've spent, I've given Christopher Story, who is the editor of he's a financial writer, who's a member of the Wanta Group, and I've given him hours to talk about his story. I've given Leo hours and hours and hours to talk about what was going on. I've given Michael C. Cottrell, the treasurer, hours and hours and hours of interviews. And, you know, I always believed that this story was very important because of all this money that was being stolen. And can we get it back? Now, the 4.5T is very important to them to get it. But to me, it doesn't make sense to me why the people at the top don't want to do anything good for this country. Their intentions are bad. Now, they're going to do everything under the sun not to release this money into the American economy. And if they did, what the heck are they going to do with it anyway? Is it going to be good use for anything good? So my bone of contention in this story has always been this. Whether, you know, at the point Want entered into this agreement, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. Why? What was going on? Many things that haven't been answered yet. And I always wondered who was blocking this. And when I brought up the Vatican was in, you know, anybody in a position of power in this country that doesn't understand a group that has 25 billion, you know, owns 25% of the gold bullion of the world, one of the biggest landholders in the world, and if you look at their history, they're a fascist organization. They want to bring this country down, and to overlook their involvement in this story is you can't do that. And I said I want to find out the truth. So when I brought that up, Christopher Story got all bent out of shape. Cottrell denied any Vatican involvement, and then they come up with a story that the Vatican's actually helping them, which I find to be totally preposterous. Yeah. So that's where we differed. That was really the only thing. And in the meantime, all these stories, it just goes on and on and on and on and on, you know, and whether the arrest is valid, happened or not, to me, if you know how these people work at the top levels, they all work together. So the Chancellor of Germany is in cahoots with Bush anyway. Now, if they wanted to arrest him, it doesn't have any teeth in it. They're doing it for a reason. So there's a lot of things behind the scenes here that I really want to find out. And for that reason, I said to Mr. Story in an email, I said, you are full of you-know-what a lot of times because you-know-what, it just this is going on and on and on. Austria involvement, this involvement, that. It sounds to me like somebody's getting a run around here.
Yep.
And so he got a little bent out of shape when I said that, and then said a few things in his article about me. But you know what? It goes with the territory. If you're going to get in this business, you know, you're not immune from criticism, and everybody has their opinion. I think the Queen of England is not on the right side of this story. He thinks she's on the right side. So we disagree there. Carrie, listen to my show. I got to get to one last call here.
Yes,
Chris,
sir.
In Texas.
Thank you.
Are you there? Chris.
Hello?
Yeah, Chris, we got about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make it quick. I'm glad you're back on RBN. Enjoy your show. I heard you speak live once, and I really enjoyed it. But I want to comment about your comment about Alex Jones. If you want to...
What comment?
If you want to hear a different rant, or if you want to hear the rant, listen to Alex Jones, otherwise listen to you. I think we should stick together and hang on this movement together and not fight each other like that. Alex Jones has his things to say, and you have your things to say, and other people have their things to say, and I think we should all have a better cohesion than to snipe at each other on the radio.
Yeah, maybe I chose the wrong word. I mean, if you chose to listen to my show, come to my show. That's all I meant. But good point, Chris. I think it's a great point. We all should stick together, and you're darn right with that. Thanks a lot, Chris. We're all out of time on the National Intel Report. And come back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 o'clock. John will be back tomorrow.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.